We're joined in the studio by Robert Alft, who I've known for decades as a peace and climate activist here in the Capital District. Bob recently announced that he will be seeking the Green Party nomination for State Senate and District 46, presently represented by Republican George Amador. Bob, why don't we start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I moved to the Capital District of Voorheesville back in 1993. My family, we moved here from Dallas, Texas. Our big motivation for leaving Texas was we had young children that we were looking to send to school, and the public school situation around there didn't look very good. So we did a nationwide search and looked for jobs, and my wife found a good opportunity here and flew out for an interview and left Dallas. It was 99 degrees. Landed here, it was partly cloudy and about 55 degrees, and I said, you can burn up my return trip ticket. I'm tired of the sun. And luckily, she got the job. And so we ended up in Voorheesville. When we first got here, they said, you got to live in Voorheesville because that has the best education, the best public school system. And it turned out to be exactly the right thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. So why did you decide? Well, first of all, you're in number 46, right?
That's correct.
Now, where specifically is that? Is that still Voorheesville?
Yeah, the district is a boutique cut district. It's just exactly to
gerrymandered, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the word. So it's when the politicians pick the voters and not the other way around. So we're the Republican district. And so it stretches all the way from, Amsterdam. It hits Woodstock. It goes down into Dutchess and Greene County. Picks up a little bit of Schenectady and Voorheesville along the way. It's definitely not a square or rectangle shape. It's all over the place.
Why did you decide to take this opportunity right now to run?
Well, the last election cycle, I went into the ballot, went into to vote, and I've been a Green Party member since, I don't know, when did we start having Green Party in New York?
1998, we got ballot status.
1998.
Grandpa Al Lewis.
That's
got
right. That's votes. Right. I remember that. And so when I walked into the voting booth and looked at the ballot, the Green Party line had George Amador's name in it, the Republican. He stole our ballot line. And so that's not a good thing. In fact, I think that what we have to do is protect the ballot line for third parties. It's an important thing. There never would have been any talk about a Green New Deal had not Howie Hawkins and the Greens been talking about it for years ahead of time. Things that the Green Party has talked about are now being adopted into the so-called mainstream. But that's where all the fresh ideas are. That's where the young people look to do something different than what mom and dad are doing. And so I don't know, I was really excited when Peter asked me if I'd be interested in putting my name on that ballot line to protect the ballot line in the 46th district. And I said, sure.
You know, I'll mention that actually before Amador had stolen the ballot line from the Greens in the prior election, the Democrats had stolen the ballot line. And whoever has gotten the Green line has actually ended up being the winner because about 2,000 votes tend to come on the Green line, and that makes a difference. But what are some of the key issues, Bob, you hope to raise in this election?
Well, the thing I'd like to be able to talk about and raise some interest in is we've had the climate crisis and global warming and all these issues have been around for decades, and the pace of the action, the pace of the legislation, the pace of the political discussion has been so slow, and nothing has really tangibly been done. And in order to boost things and to keep things going, we need to get in there and keep that conversation going. And if all we're going to do is listen to the centrist Democrats on one hand, and the Republicans who deny it's even happening on the other, there's a whole huge chunk of the conversation that never even makes it out there for voters to consider. So I'm not just holding a ballot place. I'm holding a place for people who want to put their vote towards those issues where the Democrats have failed and where the Republicans refuse to go.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that a lot. But there's more than just, is the Green Party just stand for the environment? But they have other issues as well, no?
Right, a lot of issues. The whole issue of income inequality came from the Green Party. The whole idea of the single-payer health plan, that came from Green Party. When Jill Stein was coming through on her presidential run, she started talking about this crazy idea of why don't we eliminate college debt? I mean, we eliminated all the debt for Wall Street. Why can't we do this for the college students? And you know, we were up there in Matt's bakery up there, and I heard her say that. I was like, oh my God, she'll never get away with saying something like that. And now it's a main.
It's like policy.
Yeah, man. I know it's, and so. You know, really good ideas and really important things can happen. But if all we depend on is the duality of one party or the other and shut out the third party movements, then these ideas aren't going to keep coming.
You see a time when the Green Party will actually hold seats on their own without having to be affiliated with one of the major parties.
Absolutely. It's bound to happen because... Just recently with the Democrats allowing themselves to be purchased by a Republican in the Republican, the Democratic primary, I get that mixed up a lot, for what, $300 and some million, he gets his ticket onto the stage. Well, the Green Party doesn't do that. The Green Party would never sell out like that. And people are seeing that in real time, and people aren't stupid. People are aware of this sort of thing going on. And when they start looking around for a place to go, we're here.
Now, one of the, actually a headline we wrote for tonight's news segment is that, you know, this week the governor's Medicaid redesign task force is meeting in Albany. Basically, how do we cut a couple billion dollars from health care for the poor? Because we have a $6 billion state budget deficit. How would you deal with, you know, the state budget deficit? Do you believe in taxing the rich? Do you believe in single-payer health care? How would you get us out of this mess?
You know, I've got this response from my assembly person years ago when I asked about why is it we're refunding all this money back to Wall Street on the transaction tax. You know, sometimes it's as much as $16 to $18 billion. We collect it and give it back every year since 1987. I think the last figure, they're not doing as many transactions maybe. It's a nickel a trade. Doesn't hurt Wall Street that much. But we have that kind of money that we do have room for in the budget. And that would be one place where this could come from. The other thing is pushing for a single-payer health plan. We just learned recently that it would indeed save $450 billion a year to go to single payer nationally. So there's all kinds of ways to do this without, you know, constantly making cuts to important programs that people need.
Absolutely. How can we learn more about your campaign? Is there a website or are you around speaking? What can we do to keep you in our vision here?
Okay. Well, this has just started, so there will be a website very soon, and the Green Party has a website right now gp.org. Is that how it goes?
Well, gp.org, I believe, is the national. GPNY is the .org is the New York State one, and probably there's one for the Upper Hudson Green Party, but I don't know that one.
Yep. So the information will be out there. I plan on, if I'm invited to go to any candidate forums, I will be doing that. And I plan on, writing a letter to the editor. I've done that myself many times. I can do it for myself, I guess, this time.
So. Well, Bob, we want to thank you for joining us here on WOOC, and we'll certainly have you on back before the general election.